Are you rolling in there?
So August 1986 saw the last Queen gig at Nebworth. Did the band actually break up after that? Was it a sort of decided thing between you thought, right, we will split, or did it just drift?
No, we didn't split up at all. In fact, we just said we want to rest. Because for the last, 15 years, we've been racing around the world and then coming back and making an album and racing around the world again. So we thought we'd just take a break, but still exist as a band, really.
Did you decide that before Nebworth, Brian, or did you decide after the gig, let's give it a rest for a while?
I think during that tour we thought we decided that. Is that right?
Yeah.
If I can remember back that far.
No, we just sort of thought it was a natural sort of flow, really. It was a very big tour, and it was very successful, and it was a natural sort of comma. So we rested, really, for a while, because we thought after this, well, let's take a rest. And it was a sort of unspoken agreement, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Freddie here.
And I agree as well.
He agrees.
He's John Deacon. John, yeah.
So, Freddie, the album A Kind of Magic, did you think at the time we've gone as far as we can go for a while?
Yes, absolutely. We wanted... Yes, I think maybe this sort of long sort of layoff sort of probably stemmed from me. And I just decided for myself that I think if I sort of come out with it and say, look, let's have a rest. And by that, I meant that not just a little rest and then we go back in the studios. We wanted to sort of change the whole sort of format of things that we were doing and also give us time to do certain solo stuff, basically.
You were singing with that big lady.
Well, I wasn't then, as you know, and it just sort of happened. Really, I mean, when we were actually doing the sort of Magic tour, I mean, I had no inclination that I was going to do a solo sort of project with Montserrat. But I did have in the back of my mind that I wanted to do something by myself. And I think so did the other lads.
And we'd had so many years, you know.
Yes, and so it was just a sort of breather.
Doing the same things, yeah.
It was just a breather and to do some things that we wanted to do without each other. But it wasn't a split, wasn't it?
It's very lucky that you were all in agreement because obviously with any band, the vocalist, at least for the media, tends to be a sort of focal point-ish. And with some groups, it's difficult to maintain that balance. I mean... You're lucky the other guys didn't say, oh, come on, Freddie, for goodness sake. We want to carry on.
It's because I think we know each other quite instinctively now after all these years. And there wasn't anything like, oh, I want to go and further my career without you. It wasn't that sort of thing. It's just something that...
space to do something else.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, we've been together now 18 years, I would say. 17 or whatever.
Oh my God.
I really think that if egos had sort of, if egos came into it, they would have done that a long time ago and we would have gone our separate ways and all that. I think it's just, after a while, we get bored with each other and then sort of we need...
Need a bit of space.
We need a bit of space.
I think we learn to give each other our space, which helps, which keeps the balance of the band because it's very hard to stay together all that time. Really. In fact, that's the number one trick. In a way, it's the secret. If you do stay together and you can still use each other's talents, but at the same time give each other some space to be individuals, I think that's the secret.
Johnny, are you in sort of musical harmony, the four of you? Do you all think the same?
No, not at all, no. Mm-hmm. No, we all have different ideas, which is why we bounce off each other in a way. We
all have. Do you use them all, or, I mean, do you
we
sort do? Of have to fight each other a little?
I don't know. We bounce off each other in the studio, don't we? Mm. I mean, all different ideas.
Each other in the walls.
We bounce each other on.
No, very different, you know. So that's what makes it interesting, I think.
Roger's been working very closely with The Cross, with your band The Cross.
Yes, that was really when we decided to take a bit of a pause. I thought I'd like to get involved with another band, but in a different capacity. So I'm the sort of singer of The Cross. And it's actually that they're developing now into a very much democratic group. But, of course, always, you know, Queen does take priority over everything, which is why it was nice to get back in the studio again and make an album with the four old...
men.
Four old hags that we call Queen, yes.